The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing with our review of the Guardian cards in the revised core set. This time, we're taking a look at the upgrades. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an auto fail. And the cards in between get a +1/+0, or Elder Thing respectively. Cards that are good in one particular investigator or cards that you build around get a Bless token. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. We are back with part 3 of our look at the Guardian cards in the revised core set. This time we are taking a look at the upgrades that are available, starting off with extra ammunition. It's a 2-cost event that costs 1 experience point. It has an intellect skill icon. And the supply trait, place 3 ammo on a firearm asset controlled by an investigator at your location. If you're playing firearms, I think extra ammunition is a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, especially with the shotgun, which is a card we're going to talk about later. It's just solid. I mean, 2 resources for 3 ammo is a really good rate.
The only thing about extra ammunition is you don't want to see it early, because you need to not only play your gun, you need to run out of bullets. Well, you don't necessarily have to run out of bullets. You can go over the top with your extra ammunition. That's right, because you can just have a 7 ammo 45 automatic. So in that regard, the only thing about it is you don't want to see it in the opening hand. But this is what keeps you going when your 45 automatic runs out. And only 1 XP is pretty good for this.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, the extra ammo at 2 resources, it's cheaper than replaying a gun, either whether you're playing the 45 automatic or, say, the 41 Derringer if you're playing a rogue like Skids, who can take this card. Paying 2 resources instead of 3 or 4 is a deal. It does have the supply trait, which does become a little more relevant as the card pool grows. There aren't that many cards that deal with supply cards, but this, I believe... this is also a stick-to-the-plan target when you buy that.
We've been talking about stick-to-the-plan in the past couple of videos, and this is one of the cards that can go and stick-to-the-plan.
Yeah, I think if you are looking for a first Mythos pack to purchase after the revised core set, you can't really go wrong with Black Star's Rise if you are a Guardian, because not only does it include the excellent stick-to-the-plan, but it also includes On the Hunt, which is a very good card for Roland, since it will pull an enemy out of the encounter deck for you. So rather than waiting for the encounter deck to give you one, you can just go get one, which is very good for Roland. How would you rate this card?
That's kind of tough. I think I'd give it a 0. I don't play a ton of Guardian, so I'm not super versed on like how often I need ammunition, but I do often include it. But like Manastrophic said, it's not a card I want to see super early in the game. And it's also probably not a card I want 2 copies of. Maybe I do, but I feel like oftentimes 1 is probably enough in most games.
Yeah, it's very deck dependent and it's situation dependent. I'd also give it a 0, to be honest, because it feels like one of those cards where you have to be playing guns. And even in the core set, you're kind of split between the 45 automatic and the machete. So if you're running both 45 automatic and machete, you may not actually need the extra ammo over the course of a game. So I'd give it a 0 because it doesn't always come through for you.
Yeah, I think a 0 is the right spot for this one. It is very deck dependent, and if you are playing 2 45 automatics and 2 machetes, you might be able to get away without having extra ammo. I think it really depends on how big a role you are going to be playing as far as killing monsters goes. If you're going to lean heavily on those 45 automatics and you're pretty much the only one who's killing the monsters, then I think you'd be pretty happy to have that extra ammunition, because I think players start to panic as soon as their ammo starts to run out. You're sort of in that awkward situation where I have one shot left, I have two enemies, and you either don't have an extra gun or you don't have a way of dealing with that. So having that extra ammunition around is helpful. But yeah, as far as upgrades go, I mean, I'm glad it's cheap. I'm glad it is as cheap as it is. But I think I would be, personally, I'd be looking toward upgrading my beat cop before I dip my toe into this one. Speaking of the beat cop, we have a beat cop level 2, 4 cost asset and costs 2 experience points, combat and agility skill icons, ally police. You get plus 1 combat skill value, and as a free triggered ability, you can exhaust the beat cop and deal 1 damage to it. Deal 1 damage to an enemy at your location. The beat cop has 3 health instead of 2, and 2 sanity, and it takes up an ally slot. I mean, man, talk about... I mean, the beat cop was already a good ally, and this guy is better in almost every way.
Yeah, this is... If you're playing Roland in the core set, this is the first card you're upgrading 100% of the time. It's going to give you so much value. And with the inclusion of first aid level 3, it only gets better in the revised core set.
Oh, because you can heal the beat cop.
Yep.
You can. Yep.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, using first aid level 3 to heal the beat cop, that's giving you extra damage. It's more than just taking some damage tokens off your investigator card. It's giving you extra shots of the beat cop. That's great.
And it lets you soak horror too, because the beat cop has 2 sanity, so you can also put a sanity on him.
Yeah, this guy's great. He's actionless damage, so you can use him to just ping rats or ping a 3 health enemy down to 2 right when you've to put him in 45 automatic range. And to top it all off, if you really, really need to, he can give you a boost of 2 willpower on a Rotting Remains test. If you really need it.
So we rated the beat cop as a plus 1. Does this guy do enough to get the Elder Sign?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, this card is just continues to be good as you expand your card pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With investigators like Tommy Muldoon absolutely loving beat cop.
Yeah. Tommy's a special case, though, when it comes to allies. But he does love beat cop.
Yeah, the beat cop is so good that, I hate to say it, but it's almost like you have a 4 XP tax when you're playing a combat-oriented guardian right off the top, because he's just so good that... you'll look at as your card pool expands, you'll see a lot of cards that will attract your attention, that will be vying for that to XP that you earn. But it's awfully hard to stray from beat cop and purchase those cards over this guy.
Well, fortunately, the revised core set also includes charisma, so you get a bit of leeway when it comes to your allies in the revised core, which is, thank goodness, right?
True, but that also kind of adds to the tax as well. Then the 4 tax becomes 7. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, B-Cup is it only gets better as you expand your card pool. And Arkham is a very unforgiving game. And what B-Cup provides in consistency, I think, pretty much goes unmatched for combat-oriented guardians for the most part. There might be hedge cases where you want to play something like agency backup, but beat cop is so reliable, and it's 4 experience to get 2 copies in your deck, which is such a good rate. Mm-hmm. Like oftentimes, especially in solo, you're not getting a ton of experience per scenario. You're maybe getting 4 to 7 ish. So being able to have such an impactful upgrade to your deck for such a low experienced cost, I think really it catapults your deck to a whole new power level.
So if you're playing a combat oriented guardian, don't look any further than the beat cop as your first upgrade. He does a ton of work during a scenario, and if you do happen to have to lose the beat cop, usually your top priority is playing your second copy of Beat Cop. So if you are ever tempted to commit this guy to a skill test, don't, because you will probably need it. And if you are lucky enough to have to be able to afford 7 XP to purchase 2 Beat Cops and Charisma, you can have, they are non-unique. You can have 2 of them down on the table at the same time. And so you can boost Roland's ability up to, I believe it's 7 between that and a weapon.
It's pretty... That's a little extreme, though.
Yeah, it's pretty extreme.
7 XP.
It's definitely a late game consideration.
Yeah, it's
but,
true.
if I was preparing for the final battle and I could squeeze an extra Beat Cop on the table, I wouldn't be too disappointed between all that extra damage they can do and the combat skill bonus. You can't really go wrong. The next card we are looking at is Police Badge. It is a 3-cost asset, costs 2 experience points. It has a willpower and a wild skill icon. Not many wild skill icons in the Guardian card pool. It has the item trait. You get +1 willpower and is a free triggered ability. While an investigator at your location is taking his or her turn, discard Police Badge. That investigator may take 2 additional actions this turn. Again, a card with a passive skill boost, this time willpower, which is very valuable during the Mythos phase because there are so many treacheries that require willpower skill tests. So a good option for either Roland and Skids. With the revised card pool, there is no other card that is contesting for that accessory slot. As your card pool expands, there are a few options for that accessory slot that you may want to take a look at. But that ability to give an investigator 2 additional actions is fantastic if you are making a final push toward the end of the game.
Yeah, this is a really solid card in the core set. And as you expand your card pool, this card, I think I've seen it in almost every single infinite action deck in the game. you know, it's just a really strong combo piece for decks that want to do stuff like that once you expand your card pool. But in the context of the core box, it boosts Roland's willpower up to a 4, so there are going to be times where you just barely pass those Rotting Remains tests, and the Police Badge is unconsciously healing you horror in a way, if you think about it that way. It's preventing you from taking horror damage. So not only is it going to let you be able to push through those final points of damage when you're up against the boss at the end of the scenario, but it also may save you a point or two of sanity as well, which is great.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see Police Badges being like the highest priority upgrade. I think upgrading your weapons and getting your Beat Cops is more important. But I think Police Badge is very much a good upgrade from physical training, because it, for at least for Roland, it does what physical training, what you want it to do, and that is boost your willpower. But also that's important. Being able to do a lot of effort in one turn is pretty important. So it's a solid card. It's not Beat Cop solid, but it's still solid.
Yeah, I think you make a good point, Nate, that +1 willpower, if you use the rule of thumb that you sort of want to be 2 up on a skill test before you pull from the chaos bag, at least in standard difficulty, this boosts Roland to a 4, so you're really only having to commit, you know, 1 more skill icon or spend a resource if you're using physical training to get you to that 2 above, which is going to save you cards and resources in the long run if you have to take a lot of those tests. I'd agree with you, Matastrophic, though, that this is not my first upgrade. It's one of those really nice want to have cards. I don't know how often I've actually got around to purchasing this one, because there are just so many. Guardians have a lot of stuff they need to upgrade. They've got Beat Cops that are going to cost you 4. If you want Charisma, that's up to 7. Then you got to deal with your weapons and a lot of the best Guardian weapons cost anywhere from 4 to 5 experience points apiece. And so you're into the high teens before you have the luxury of looking at a Police Badge. And at least in the revised core set, I don't think it really, you're not going to earn enough experience points to get this in a campaign. But certainly if you're playing standalone, have at it and throw this in your deck.
I think this is a better Skids card because Skids wants to take tons of actions during his turn. And boosting him up to 3 willpower allows Guts to be a pretty good countermeasure to Rotting Remains and Frozen in Fear, which is huge for him.
Yeah, the ability to deal with Frozen in Fear efficiently is almost more important, I think, than the Rotting Remains. I'd gladly take 3 horror to a Rotting Remains as Skids than get stuck with a Frozen in Fear in my threat area. It can just be so debilitating that it makes it very difficult to finish scenarios. So how would you rate this one?
I think I'd give it a 0. Maybe a +1 in Skids, but overall a 0. It's a nice, like you said, a nice want to have card, but Roland needs to be upgrading other things before he buys Police Badge in the core set. So it's essentially cards 31 and 32, which is a bit disappointing for Roland, but in Skids it's, I would argue, almost essential.
I'd give this a +1, actually, because I think when you have Police Badge, it's very clear that I don't think you need physical training anymore when you're when you've got enough XP to afford Police Badge in the context of the core. I do agree that as your card pool expands, especially, Police Badge becomes less and less important because you're upgrading weapons, you're buying the stick to the plan, which we keep talking about, and it's not a high priority upgrade. But I think given the pool in the revised core, I think it definitely shoves physical training out of its slot, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, between what is stick to the plan? Is it 6 or 8?
6.
6, yeah. So between beat cop and stick to the plan, you're already on the hook for 10 XP. And you haven't even looked at your weapons yet. So, yeah, man. I think I'm inclined to agree with you, Matastrophic, that this is probably a +1 in the revised core. That +1 willpower, at least in Skids, if not Roland, if you maybe upgrade Beat Cop and this. We'll take a look at the shotgun later, which I'm not entirely sure I would go with the shotgun in the revised core scenarios, but that +1 and the +1, the 2 additional actions in Skids, between this, Leo DeLuca, and Skids' own ability, you can have one mega turn where you just do, you get a bunch of stuff done. And if you time it right, you could, that could really put yourself over the top. I think as your card pool expands, this is one of those cards that is really going to have to fight for that spot in your deck. There are so many good Guardian weapons that cost a lot of experience points, as well as other upgrades that you're going to be wanting to look at. Stick to the plan, we've mentioned several times already, that this is one that's going to show up toward the end of a campaign, if at all. Speaking of the big guns, we have Shotgun, 5 cost asset that costs 4 experience points, 2 combat skill icons, item, weapon, and firearm trait. It enters play with 2 ammo. As an action, you may spend an ammo, fight. You get +3 combat for this attack. Instead of standard damage, this attack deals 1 damage for each point you succeed by to a maximum of 1 to a... or sorry, to a minimum of 1 to a maximum of 5. If you fail and would damage another investigator, this attack deals 1 damage for each point you fail by to a minimum of 1 to a maximum of 5. And it takes up 2 hand slots. +3 combat and 5 damage. 6 if you drop a vicious blow on this thing. Makes this one of the biggest, baddest guns in the game.
I don't think I've ever played this card, to be 100% frank with everyone. I find this card to be not only too expensive, but too unreliable. Not only are there times where you barely pass a skill test, where you just pass, you just have enough, and this thing is only dealing 1 damage, and it only has 2 ammo, so that feels really bad. You know, you really want this thing to be dealing upwards of 4, 5, 6 damage in order for it to really justify it being in your deck. Yeah, you have extra ammo to be able to put more buckshot into your shotgun, but man, 10 experience to get both of these into your deck is really asking a lot. And the two hand slots also limits Roland and his ability to investigate if you need him to do that. So
I'd feel a lot better about shotgun if it had three shots. Two is just not enough. Because one of the problems you're going to run into is that if you're spending all the, you're spending a ton of resources to play shotgun, and you're using both your hand slots, by the way, you want to be using those only two shots on some really big baddies. But then what often can happen is that you've just run into another ghoul, and you only need to do two damage. But oh no, I've had to chuck my machete because my big shotgun takes up two hands. So my only option to beat the thing up is either lots of B-cops, because I've spent tons of XP on getting all that down, or using one of my two shots on a little guy. It's like, ugh. Plus, I think as the card pool expands, a lot of the Guardian big guns have three or more ammo. Shotgun is kind of the outlier with only two. I really wish it was three. I really wish they errated it to be three.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think the shotgun is a big trap in the revised core. A lot of new players are going to look at this thing and be like, oh man, imagine what this can do. But it's not a very good Roland card. If unless you want Roland to do nothing but kill enemies, Roland is a very good off-class investigator, and this ties up his hands. And you're basically telling Roland, okay, Roland, you're basically going to fight enemies all game, and you're not going to do anything else. And I think Roland is, especially if you're in a lower player count, say two players, I'd be very reluctant to tie Roland up like that. I'd want him to be able to help me out. And honestly, I was thinking about the scenarios in the revised core set, and I don't think there are that many enemies that require this level of firepower. There is one at the very end. I don't think that's a spoiler, but man, I have played this card. And it feels pretty bad when you drop this on the table and then you draw that little guy, like you say, Matastrophic, and you're just like, well, now what do? I got to fight him the old-fashioned way because I can't afford to fire this shotgun because I haven't drawn my extra ammunition yet. And the Succeed by X on this is, I mean, I think it's one of the few cards in the Guardian card pool that ever uses the Succeed by X mechanic. That's really a rogue thing. If you want to succeed by 5... in order to get that damage, you really want the beat cop. So you're going to be paying 2, say 4 for the beat cop, another 8 for this. You're going to need extra ammo. So there's 10 experience points right there. But I think in the end, you might end up being more disappointed than anything with this as you sort of struggle to be effective.
Yeah, I'd also argue that shotgun also sort of requires you to take police badge because you need to be able to protect it against Crypt Chill. Because if you play this and then you get Crypt Chilled, man, is that gonna feel terrible.
That could almost be game ending in certain scenarios. As your card pool expands and you start to pick up other Guardian weapons, I think a lot of the other Guardian weapons simply outclass this thing by a pretty fair margin too. You know, if it was close, you know, you might consider shotgun, but I think a lot of the other Guardian weapons out there are simply more efficient. If you're playing in low player counts, tying up both your hand slots is a very dicey thing to do, especially if you're Roland. So how would you where does this thing stand on the ratings?
For me personally, it's an Elder thing. I've never really played it, and I would want to give it a tentacle, but it is powerful, and there is a deck to be built around it. But how effective that deck is so up to variance a lot of the time that as a player that favors consistency, I don't turn to the shotgun when looking to upgrade my weapons.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I would also call it an Elder thing in the context of the core set. As soon as you own a weapon that's, you know, a big two-handed weapon for Guardian that's going to be more consistent than the shotgun, I think it becomes a tentacle. Heck, even the really quintessential lightning gun from the Dunwich Legacy campaign, I'd take that over the shotgun like any day of the week. It's because it's expensive, it's only has two ammo. It's both of your hand slots, and it's asking you to also add on extra ammunition to work with it. I want to like the shotgun because it looks cool. But yeah, it's another thing in the context of the core.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's like I said, I think it's a trap. I think a lot of players look at this thing and they're going to love it. But take it from me as someone who has played it in the revised core scenarios, I don't think it does nearly enough work. And if it had slightly more ammo, then I think it would be a lot better. But two ammo just isn't enough, especially when you're playing at higher player counts. You're going to draw more enemies. You're going to need to be able to fight all those enemies if you're primarily responsible for enemy management. And if you draw this thing instead of a 45 automatic or a machete, I'd be mad. Because, you know, this is the weapon you want to drop right before you fight the boss and not any time sooner than that. And you draw this early as your only weapon, and it's going to suck. It's just going to suck because you're going to want to play it because you need a weapon, but by the same token, you can't play it because you're going to get those two shots, and then you're just going to sit there, and you're not going to be able to deal with enough enemies to make it worthwhile. The revised core set received two reprints that were published in some of the previous deluxe boxes and mythos packs. The first of those is an upgrade for first aid. This is first aid level 3. It is a 2-cost asset that costs 3 experience points. It has 2 willpower skill icons, the talent and science trait. It uses 4 supplies. If first aid has no supplies, discard it. Spend 1 supply, heal 1 damage, and 1 horror from an investigator or ally asset at your location. This is, while I really don't like first aid level 0, I can tolerate first aid level 3.
I think first aid level 3 is better than you initially will give it credit for. While it is slow, it does suffer that same problem that the level 0 version suffers from. The level 3 version allows you to keep your beat cop engine going.
Yeah, that's and true.
Which is going to pay dividends immensely in higher player counts. It also comes with an extra use, which is nice, an extra skill icon, which is nice. I mean, it's just a better version of the original one, which is what you want.
I feel like first aid level 3 is like serviceable. Personally, I've actually used first aid level 3 in Roland after I've taken some trauma from from cover-up firing. So I think it definitely helped. I've definitely found like it's done its job as protecting me from getting hit by rotting remains when I only have 3 sanity left. It helps me, top things off and gives me that extra layer of protection. That being said, like it's way better than first aid level 0. That one's but this one's serviceable. I'm glad they included this in the core, to be honest.
Yeah, this is like if you are picking up the beat cop, which is probably your first upgrade. I mean, if you're looking at the shotgun, I would seriously consider looking at this one first because between that healing and horror that you're going to heal with this thing, that's a lot of extra damage that you can soak, you can dish out with your beat cop, which is probably might actually turn out to be more than what you would dish out with the shotgun in the first place. So if you have a couple copies of this and you're able to keep that beat cop engine rolling, healing damage as necessary, and then also soaking horror with the beat cop and then healing it off with this thing, it could do a significant amount of work in a scenario. It's nice that it's got the 4 extra supply. The extra icons are always welcome. Especially since the Roland starter deck does not include guts, I believe, correct? If you are deck building, you should be putting guts in the deck.
We're going to do some deck building. We're putting guts in the deck.
Having an extra guts or sort of guts light is nice. And the ability to heal an ally is also, that makes it just that much more versatile.
Yeah, and the fact that the charges are... they're strictly better than the level 0 because they're twice as effective. You know, you're healing 1 of each versus 1 or the other, which is huge. And it still has the benefit of being able to heal other investigators as well, so it doesn't lose that. You know, like we've been saying, I think you're going to more often than not be using this to heal your beat cop.
So how would you rate this one?
I think within the context of the core set, probably a zero. This is a nice role filler card, but it's not beat cop level two.
Man, I also have a zero for this one. Man, you and me, Nate, all day. Yeah, it's similar reasons. It's not your first upgrade, but I think it's solid. And yeah, it also has that nice synergy with beat cop level two, that is.
Yeah, I'm gonna add my zero to the pile here. While I really dislike the original first aid, I could see myself picking this one up, especially if you are playing beat cop and you want to leverage it. It actually does the job, and you know, the Roland's tips, they suggest hitting this up three times. I could see myself, you know, if my beat cop had taken two damage, yeah, I might trigger this twice to heal some horror and heal the beat cop, so I'm ready to tackle the next bunch of foes, especially in multiplayer, where you tend to have a little bit more time than in solo for actions like this that aren't necessarily fighting or investigating. That brings us to the final Guardian card in the box. This is another reprint. I've had worse. It is a free event that costs 4 experience points. It has 2 willpower and 1 agility skill icon. The spirit trait, it is fast. Play when you are dealt damage and or horror. Cancel up to 5 damage and or horror just dealt to you, then gain that many resources. I love this card. I have played it. It has saved my bacon more times than I can count. Between being free, fast, and mitigating damage and or horror and generating resources, this does just about everything that a Guardian could ask for.
Yeah, this card is a huge tempo swing in your favor. It harkens back to cards like Deny Existence level 5 once you expand your card pool. 4 experience is a lot. It is, you know, that's 2 B cops, but this card literally saves your life in scenarios. And
I'm really, really glad that they gave this to Roland, because this just solves the problem of Roland drawing autofail on a Rotting Remains and going insane. Like, problem solved. You've got your I've had worse. You can play it after you've drawn the autofail. So it's great. Yeah, it's a very good Roland card.
Yeah. Now, and it gives them the resources to
play that Guardians need those. Yeah.
If I had to say something negative about this card, it's that there is a level 2 version of this card in the Before the Black Throne pack that is as good, if not possibly better, simply from an XP perspective. That one, it just costs less XP. And while this thing cancels up to 5 damage and or horror, I think the situation is exceedingly rare where you need 5 damage and or horror. The other one, I believe it's 2, which is often just right. Yeah. So in a sense, you are kind of overpaying for this one. So I'm happy to have this one in the revised core, but the level 2, I think, might have been even better simply because it has the same effects, a little less damage and horror, but that's really all you need. And then Skids could take it if he wanted to. So how would you rate this one?
If this was the level 2 version, I'd give it an Elder Sign. But the level 4 version, I'm more inclined to give a probably a 0. I don't know. It's a little too expensive, I think. But in Roland, you're probably going to play it.
Yeah, I'd give it a +1 in Roland. And a lot of other Guardians, ones that have more, that don't have their sanity as a weakness and don't have to worry about cover-up, it's probably more of a 0 because of its XP cost alone. And I do agree, Nate. The level two I've had worse is like one of the best guardian cards in the game. That's totally an Elder Sign.
Yeah.
I really wish they included the level two one, but that's okay. They did the level four one. It's fine. It's a Roland Doli card, and it's very good for Roland. So I'd give it a plus one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a plus one as well, Matastrophic. I've played this card in I don't think it was Roland, it might have been Zoe from the Dunwich Legacy. But man, this card does so much work for you as a guardian. It's unbelievable sometimes. It is worth noting that the spirit trait is does become more relevant, especially once you pick up the Forgotten Age expansion for the Calvin Investigator. He relies on spirit cards. This is right up his alley. But yeah, I'd agree. Like I'd give it a plus one for Roland, and if this included the level two version instead, that would have been an easy Elder Sign. But as it is, 4 XP is pretty hard to justify. I find I tend to keep my I tend to focus on sort of 2 XP cards and occasionally splash out for something big. And when your card pool expands, you're going to have so many options that it's man, taking that jump up to a level four card is a pretty tough call a lot of the time. That's going to do it for our look at the upgrades in the revised core set for Guardian. Any final thoughts? Any upgrade paths you would recommend?
B-Cup level two.
B-Cup level two. Then probably I've had worse if you're playing Roland.
Yeah, I would agree
Yeah.
with that. If you're playing Skids, Police Badge is a worthy consideration as well.
Yeah.
And if you fall into the trap of playing Shotgun, you need extra ammo. You're
Yeah, go all
just
in
gonna
at
need
that
it.
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think that actually with the addition of I've Had Worse and First Aid, they've actually given Roland and to a lesser extent Skids a few more upgrade paths to work with. With Roland, you could go, say, Beat Cop 2, First Aid, if you want to try to get that combo working, or you can just go Beat Cop 2 and I've Had Worse to solve pretty much all of Roland's problems, between the combat bonus and the damage soak and the resource generation. That's a pretty nice package. Feel you need the extra ammo, that's only going to set you back another 1 or 2 XP. So you can, I think, between the two scenarios, the gathering and the Midnight Masks, you can generally, I think you can get over 10 pretty easily. So you do have enough cards here that you could play with, so you could pretty much build any sort of Roland deck you want, even if you w did want to go into the more expensive shotgun route. But I think that's probably the riskier play than going Beat Cop and then either First Aid or I've Had Worse.
That's
And
before we
then if you've
touched
got the
Roland's secret
extra
art.
XP, throw a police badge in there.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your Elder Sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.